With the Department of Homeland Security set to run out of money before the end of this month, the pressure's on for Congress to pass a funding bill for DHS. But legislation doing that failed today on the Senate floor. That's because it also included language blocking President Obama's executive action on deportations. So what will Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell try next? Texas Senator and potential presidential candidate Ted Cruz insists DHS not get any money unless Republicans get to undo the immigration policies. NPR's Elsa Chang reports that complicates things.
Republican Ted Cruz has vowed he will stop at nothing to block the president's executive action on immigration. And when you ask the Texas senator exactly how he intends to do that, he says it's already in writing. Go look it up.
I wrote a long op-ed 2 months ago laying precisely what we should do. We should use the power of confirmations and we should use the power of the purse.
His op-ed argues those are the two ways to defeat the president's executive action. Block all nominations except those vital to national security, and deny funding for Obama's plan to defer deportations for some 5 million immigrants living here illegally. Problem for Cruz is he can't actually make either proposal happen. Here's Sarah Binder of the Brookings Institution.
If you're a coalition of one or five, you can gum up the works for a little bit of time, but it's very hard to grind the Senate to a halt.
Traditionally, the Senate does give individual senators some leverage. For example, Cruz could object to holding votes on nominations or object to a bill that funds the Department of Homeland Security but doesn't undercut the president's immigration policies. However, it's ultimately up to the Senate Majority Leader to decide what actually reaches the floor.
Mitch McConnell obviously has a whole range of incentives and a whole range of goals that he has as leader. He's not necessarily going to see eye to eye strictly with what Senator Cruz wants to do.
So Cruz has thrown down the gauntlet, leaving it up to McConnell to make the next move on the president's executive action. Last December, Cruz said he'd give his leader the benefit of the doubt for now and added this warning.
But I would note that a whole lot of citizens across this country feel a little bit like Charlie Brown with Lucy in the football, where in fight after fight, leadership in Congress says, we'll fight next time. Not this time.
So what will that fight look like? The House bill defunding the president's executive action failed in the Senate this afternoon, and now McConnell has exactly 24 days before the Department of Homeland Security runs out of cash. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he knows how this story's going to end.
We should pass a Homeland Security bill with no strings attached to it. That's where we're going to wind up.
McConnell's already promised there won't be any government shutdowns under his watch. And there are plenty of other things McConnell wants to move on to, like trade, repealing parts of the health care law, and rolling back the Dodd-Frank financial regulatory reforms. Still, how do you solve a problem like Ted Cruz? Jeannie Zeno of Iona College says easy. Let Cruz, the potential 2016 candidate, show everyone he fought the fight. He doesn't actually have to win.
His interest is in appeasing his constituents, appeasing the far right, and appeasing his funders. And he's done a remarkably good job for a freshman senator at doing that.
The joke is there's always somebody in the Senate running for president. And Democrat Tom Daschle, a former Senate Majority Leader, says those members are bound to be disruptive.
They need to make statements. They need to be bold and declarative. And the Senate doesn't work on bold and declarative stand-your-ground positions.
It's in fact the opposite, Daschle says. What McConnell's challenge is designing a counterstrike against President Obama that will actually have enough votes in the Senate, or wait to fight this fight another day. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.